hear my belly rumble. Something more than bread. A nice big steak and fries to go. Listen
Sound
to
of freedom,
what
bitches.
I said.
Dan Vandersteel.
It is.
What the heck?
Live from Washington, D.C., where that flag should be hanging upside down, I'm Ann Vandersteel. Are you ready for your delivery of the steel truth? Justice, are we going to find it in this country? Well, Jack Maxey, you do not want to miss this interview. You know the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. This gentleman has had a hold of it for over a year and has dissected it, and as of our interview, has uncovered hundreds of thousands of new data. It is contraband, ladies and gentlemen, and it's everything you need to know that's been going on in this world war, in this crisis that we find ourselves. The Capitol, where the Fedsurrection happened on January 6th. You're also going to get an update on what's going on with Cowboys for Trump. Coy Griffin also stops by and gives us some of his information. Trial still ongoing today. We'll have more on that tomorrow. But again, the U.S. Capitol, Jack Maxey, Hunter Biden's laptop, Coy Griffin, and more also on what's happening in Ukraine from General Flynn. But as we look at the Capitol today, is it really business as usual when you look at what happened back on January 6th? The Fedsurrection. Who remembers this day? It was a beautiful day in D.C., rather chilly, but man, we've got a lot to get to. Stick with us tonight. It's going to be a great show.
Well, we didn't get over, I guess all you guys know that we didn't get over with it today. We've got one more day, but I feel like it was a good day. You know, the trial went very well. The Honorable Judge Trevor McFadden is an extremely fair judge, and he just looking at the law, and the prosecution's presenting their case, and we're presenting our defense. This is the way our justice system is supposed to work. So. We still have confidence in our justice system today, and we're looking for a big win whenever we get through with this deal tomorrow.
Commissioner, you stand here on trial.
Do you have regrets now about January 6th being a part of it?
No, I don't live a life of regrets. But I also know that you're one of the biggest hit jobs out there, and it's unfortunate that I don't know if you report back to the CIA or the FBI or what intel agency.
What agency are you with, sir?
Let me. But you know, I'm not a fan of you. You know, you come after me whenever we have Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew and all these other pedophiles in America that are abusing children, and you're so focused on January 6th. Why don't you advocate for Prince Andrew to be extradited back to my home state of New Mexico to face charges,
That's
criminal
right.
charges, on pedophilia
so
for
abusing
children?
You don't have regrets
children.
About being part of January.
I'm good right now. We're going to have a big win tomorrow.
Okay.
And for you, it's too bad that you're not more concerned about pedophiles.
That's right.
Will justice ever be served? General Flynn talks about Putin and the New World Order. Is Jack Maxey and the Hunter Biden laptop from hell the key to exposing the New World Order and taking it all down?
Someone like Vladimir Putin has now upset this balance of the New World Order that they were trying to achieve by going into Ukraine. And, you know, and I'm probably the last person that's going to be a Putin apologist. I won't be. But what I do understand are the dynamics that are playing out in Ukraine right now. And I sent you something earlier, Clay, and we don't need to go into the details of it. But all of what we are seeing play out in Europe right now is an upsetting of the balance of the world order as they want it, as people like Dr. Harari, as people like Klaus Schwab and others. Bill Gates is another one. So we have to understand that these are people that are very smart. They're very well resourced.
Yep.
And they have a very sort of strategic idea of how they want to see the world develop. And God and a soul are not part of that strategy.
Biden secret emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found
on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks, rather.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Or Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
Disinformation campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
Okay, for an explosive interview right now, Jack Maxey, former co-host of The War Room with Steve Bannon. He has been all over the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story. Jack, can you disclose where you are in general terms right now?
Yes, I am in the wonderful nation of Switzerland, a country that values liberal ideals of democracy and openness. It's perhaps the only place on planet Earth where I feel safe.
Good.
And I wish to extend my deepest gratitude to the Swiss people for being so brave and upholding the ideals that they're famous for.
Well, that's good news to hear. That's actually great news to hear because there's not a lot of good news coming out right now. You've been all over this story since October of 2020 when you received this laptop from Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy had also given it to the Maryland State Police. Fallout for you and Rudy and, of course, the computer store owner who recovered this laptop that was dropped off for repair. Has your life been upside down since then? Because I know you've been screaming at the top of a mountain and nobody's been listening.
I would say that, yes, my life is upside down, but it's well worth it because fighting to save our wonderful country and potentially the West and exposing the criminal global conspiracy between our elite, our intelligence agencies, and the communist Chinese is something that everybody needs to hear about. So I feel honored that I'm able to do this. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but somebody has to do it.
Well, you were doing it a little bit on Bannon's War Room. I remember that's where I first heard about the story. But, you know, this is big. You're talking about Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, the fallout of the political elite, in other words, the cabal, the people who've been basically running and pulling the puppet strings for quite some time, their corruption, compliments of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. If you were going to summarize what's the most egregious content you found on here, how would you triage this in terms of the worst to, I don't think there's better, but where would you start?
There are numerous national security violations that we found today, which are horrifying. Which I cannot explain because they're national security related.
Mm-hmm.
I have contacted the embassy in Bern already, plan to go and see them and bring them the evidence. We came here to do a forensic walkthrough through the laptop, and we assumed that the original forensic analysis from Merriman and Associates, who were hired by the Daily Mail in March of last year after I flew them a copy. And for everyone out there listening, every single thing I've done has been on my own dime or that of my elderly parents who love this country. And so Merriman and Associates looked at it and we thought, okay, there's 128,000 emails and 27,000 pictures. And that was largely what I had found. But now as we've taken the thing apart, we have found double that number of emails, quadruple that number of photographs, documents that he thought he had deleted, thousands of pictures that he thought he had deleted, numerous other things. For the bad actors out there, we've already distributed this information. Everything is going to end this week. I have told many people that I was going to put it all up online in days. And unfortunately, now we realize that there are another 130,000 emails that no one even knew about. To let everybody know how bad it is, I have 100% clear, 100% in writing evidence that Metabiota, you've heard me speak about this,
mm-hmm.
that Metabiota is inside Ukraine working in those labs, is a DOD contractor in writing. And just 15 minutes ago, we found documents that make it appear as if Zolchevsky, the crooked criminal chairman of Burisma, is actually one of the largest shareholders of Meta by OTA. And now America and the world can understand exactly why Joe Biden had to go over there and make sure that Zolchevsky was never prosecuted.
Right.
This is all there. This is the most horrifying things I've ever seen. And on top of that, the national security violations that we found are things that made me weep to think that people would betray this country at that level. And I am in the responsible fashion. It is not making my job easier, but I called the embassy this afternoon and I'm seeking a meeting there with the regional security director. Other people are already in the loop. I got advice from very brave Americans as to what I should do, but I can assure your audience that everything comes down, everything. And I want to see dozens of intelligence agents, FBI, people inside the Department of Defense, inside our health services. Yes, we were running labs inside Ukraine. Yes, Meta by OTA was in those labs. Yes, Zolchevsky, the chairman of Burisma, is one of the largest shareholders of this company. It also looks like getting Zolchevsky a little cut in the grift on Meta by OTA when the intel agencies are running a company, you get 5X. And he got it. And so did a lot of other people. This is the most criminal thing I've ever seen in my life. Here, this world is on the verge of World War III. And even my worst assumptions are all being shown to be not enough. We have been betrayed like nobody can imagine. And I'm going to tell you, this is 100% why Joe Biden had to go get that prosecutor fired.
Yeah.
This is 100% why Joe Biden had to become president, because these guys violated the findings in the 2005 weapons of mass destruction document that was provided to the president of the United States that was going to provide a blueprint for how to deal with everything from chemical, nuclear, and biological. And it was going to be done in a way that would have allowed for oversight by our elected leaders. I can tell everybody, there's not a single member of that Senate or House who should be reelected. If somebody can advise me on one brave man or woman in that House, please do.
Yeah, that seems to be somewhat of the conclusion I believe a lot of Americans are coming to at this time for a variety of reasons, even without knowing what's going on inside that laptop and the information that you're sitting on, Jack. It's really dire where our country is right now. So I echo everything that you're saying. Black & Veatch is another company besides Meta by OTA.
They're in the documents. They're in the documents as well.
Yeah.
I told you everything is moving very fast. We just recovered well over 100,000 emails, 80,000 photographs. We haven't even begun digging into this thing. Whatever Merriman and Associates said was on this thing last March, they obviously didn't earn their money, because myself and a few other brave Americans who are not getting a dime did. And this people, we have to take back this country. There's not a single elected leader that I can see in Washington, D.C. who deserves their job. The intelligence agencies likely need to be run over with D4 bulldozers.
I
don't even know where we begin. It's so broken. Department of Defense was the one running Meta by OTA. So
yeah. Is there definite,
CIA is
there
crooked too?
Is there a clear wire transfers, money going directly from the Pentagon to Meta by OTA, to Black & Veatch, and funding these labs? Or are they, you know, or is it, again, there's plausible deniability?
I haven't gotten that far, but, you know, you've got Kofor Black working at Burisma, and now you find out that Zolchevsky is the largest shareholder in this company that I've been describing as a dark operation from U.S. intelligence and U.S. health services since last summer. We now have dozens of documents proving that in writing. Everybody at Burisma knows about it. I have correspondence with Burisma executives talking about our secret biological projects in Ukraine.
So let's tie all this together because, you know, again, unfortunately, the American taxpayer is so used to, we're scandal fatigued, right? We go back in time to the Iran-Contra scandal, and even before then, it's always something happens and they go, oh, it's just some rogue people in government. Well, really it's not. It's the same group of people that are constantly engaged in the same activities. They just cycle it and call it something else, fast and furious or whatever. You know, this all ties together when you look at what happened in Afghanistan. So can you tie together, based on what you've now read in this laptop, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and say any other scandal, including the trafficking network where we moved contraband?
I'd like to condemn every Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, every last one. Tom Cotton, you betrayed your oath, soldier. You are not worthy of your uniform. You're not worthy of the respect of any man who would have to serve under you or have your leadership.
He had a copy of this laptop since when? Oh, I lost your audio, Jack. You went on mute by accident.
Hang on.
There you go. You're back.
Okay.
When did Senator Cotton have a copy of the laptop?
I delivered it to the Senate Judiciary Committee on July 8th. That's Graham, Grassley, Cotton, Blackburn, Sass, Tillis, Kennedy, Lee, all these big heroes of our party. These people should be kicked out of their country clubs when we're done with this. Their pensions should be removed. People, we have been betrayed like nobody can imagine. Now, you want to understand Kazakhstan and how I busted Grassley and Johnson and their big mouths and how we're going to do something after the next election? Yeah, we're going to do it after the next election because I'd rather elect the mechanic at the corner than any of you, both parties. So I give it to them on July 8th. I wrote a very, very clear letter. I told them that many people were putting their lives at risk for this. They didn't even give me the courtesy of a phone call back. There's evidence all over this computer that Hunter was grooming and abusing his 12-year-old niece. There are thousands of pictures of young girls. We finally decided to stop looking at the pictures because I am certain we're going to find things that are going to require me to take this to a police station here in Switzerland. These are the most awful people I have ever come across in my entire life. And I know that I'm angry and I'm running hot, but the American people had better run hot because we're going to lose our republic unless we fight back in full body. And I'm not talking Democrats or ours. I'm done with the party system. The only three letters that matter to me now are USA. All of these people, every last one of them can be replaced. And if you want proof, just drive by Arlington because those sons of guns, guns is not a fair description, but those SOBs drive by it every day and betray our vaunted dead. I'm not going to do that. And there are other brave Americans who are not going to do that. Okay. And I'm sick and tired of all these people talking about how, oh, Maxie hasn't done enough. And there's Tory and little Garrett. They're going down too because they were working with the people trying to cover it up. And I will prove every single thing.
So I want to interject here. Tory was at a Health and Freedom conference a couple of weeks ago. And she walked out on stage saying she had Hunter Biden's laptop.
I can explain how she got it. A fellow named Mike Tremarco. Who was all over in Sydney's office and Rudy's office. And Steve finally kicked him out of our office because we're like, what is this clown show doing in here? Looking at our documents. I will say this right now. I would guess that Mike Tremarco is working for the feds. He's got his own problems with them. Maybe he's trying to cover up, fix things for himself. But Mike Tremarco told me, he called me and they've tried to set me up several times. Called me last May or April, I guess it was, because I talked to Bernie Carrick about it. And he said, hey, Jack, I've got this friend who's got the laptop and she's been hacking into Hunter Biden's cloud and bank accounts. You should see the stuff that she has found. My response, whoever that woman or person is, they need to have the FBI kicking their door in right now because they're violating federal law. I have not done any of that. I've been astute in following the law and trying to be an honorable person. And I said, Mike, furthermore, how'd she get one? He goes, oh, I gave it to her. I said, really, Mike, how'd you get one? Well, I know that one went missing from Rudy early on. Mike probably stole it. In fact, I'll say Mike stole it. And he gave it to Tori. So,
Garrett Did he give Ziegler, it to Garrett, you know Garrett Ziegler?
You know how Garrett Ziegler got his laptop? I'm just going to be clear because I want to throw everybody under the wheels. Garrett Ziegler came to me in early December, told me that he was going to give it to the director of national intelligence. The only reason I know this punk kid with a crew cut and a, you know, Midwestern can-do BS attitude is because he was the errand boy for Peter Navarro. So I trusted him, and I thought, okay, if the director of national intelligence gets his hands on this in early December, maybe something's going to happen. He never gave it to the director of intelligence. He can hem and haw all he wants. I've got half a dozen witnesses who will testify to the fact that contemporaneously I told them that. So he can hem and haw all he wants. These people are bad, bad, bad people. And we have been betrayed.
Is Navarro aware of this at this point?
You know, nobody calls me back anymore, Ann. They're all making money on fixing the election or writing books, right? You want to talk about Miranda Devine's book? Let's talk about what's not in Miranda Devine's book. That's the most important part about Miranda Devine's book. Find me actually anything in her book that was not revealed to me earlier on Twitter or elsewhere. So it's enough. Time has to end. Real men and women have taken over. Okay? We're not stooges. We're not afraid of you FBI agents and CIA agents and whoever else. And if we have to fashion the Constitution, as I told the Committee on the Present Danger last Friday, you wonder why everything blew up this past week? Because I told everyone where I was going. I told them I'm going to Switzerland with a team of forensic experts to sort this all out and make it available for global law enforcement. Because guess what? Every sheriff in America is running for office and they can go arrest these criminals. We don't need the feds. This is a learning moment for the American people to realize that the 10th Amendment trumps all these people.
That's right.
Kick everyone to the state line. Vote constitutional sheriffs and no one else.
Well, I'm actually on Sheriff Mac's program tomorrow morning, so I'll be certain to bring this up. Question, with everything going on in Ukraine, I was listening to Colonel McGregor. General Flynn forwarded me an interview and said, you really should listen to this. It's really what's going on. I've had our own theories. A lot of people are sort of getting behind these theories that Putin's really running a cleanup operation. He's calling it a special operation. He and connections over in Belarus are running special operations right now on cleaning up Ukraine, going after the Azov battalion, going in. And what I'm hearing from certain people is they're going down and rescuing children. I've seen images or videos of Russian soldiers coming out of basements, holding little kids with brand new stuffed animals. I dare say those kids had brand new stuffed animals that weren't delivered to them right before they were retrieved. So that being said, is Putin going to play a role in any of this in terms of the information on this laptop and helping perhaps bring charges, true charges of crimes against humanity into the world court in The Hague at some point in the future? Because clearly our judicial system here is broken, Jack, and you're talking about it because you're saying we need sheriffs to do the cleanup on aisle 44 and 46 right now. So
the Department of Justice is corrupted from top to bottom. Let's just go through our leadership, okay?
Please.
You have Mike Pompeo and you have Bill Barr. Right? Mike Pompeo leaves CIA and he goes to the State Department. And Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo both recommend that Mike Pompeo get replaced by Gina Haspel.
Right.
Gina Haspel used to be station chief in London while they were running the opposition program against then candidate President Trump.
Correct.
So obviously Pompeo and Barr are either bad actors or so incompetent that they should never see high office ever again.
Right.
People, one of the reasons that Biden has to be elected is, okay, remember, I'm saying we've got problems in Ukraine for months. Then they said, well, we do have some biological labs, but oh, they're not that. Nonsense. I don't know what they are, but I do know that they're operating without the oversight of the Senate or the Congress. Not that those guys would even consider getting sideways with these characters. You know why? Because I guess they've all got some little problem in their background. There's not a thing I've ever done in my life that I couldn't share with my mother. So start electing people with integrity, it's people with secrets in their background, kick them all to the curb.
Okay, so bring it back to Putin. Is he going to play a role in any of this? Is he going to take an interest in what you found?
Here's what I'll say. First of all, likely every adversary on planet Earth already has what I have. Hunter was losing things every other week. Okay. Now, it was never my intention. Never my intention. But I'm sad to say, and it makes me feel ashamed as an American who took an oath. This is all going to vindicate Putin probably too. How sick is that?
Well, if he's really not trying to go in and murder Russians that are, excuse me, Ukrainians that are sympathetic to Russia, because a lot of them are, if he's really just trying to clean up the Nazi battalion and demilitarize Ukraine from the biolabs that the United States corporation funded, I don't think it's a terrible thing at all, actually.
The Department of Defense funded it. Let's not call it a corporation. The Department of Defense and the intelligence services funded it. And they made it a private corporation so it could become opaque. That is it. Let's stop playing the games. And I'm sick of it. I was in a hotel in Zurich for 5 days. We had to leave because of all the, you know, oh boy, you really look like you're just a tourist snooping around. All right. I'm telling you right now, it is over. It ends. Over, over. And everybody is going down. I've said this. I said this to the Committee on the Present Danger. So all you little panty waists out there, don't get too worked up. But this is like setting a claymore off at the high school dance. Everybody leaves in a wheelchair if they leave. It's done. We take down the whole castle. Everything.
Media?
Medium? How do you say
media? Media, mainstream media. Are they going down?
I shared all this with the New York Times 2 months ago. You know, you talk about Kazakhstan. The first trip, you saw the Johnson and Grassley. I called them out on Todd Wood's show about a month ago because they mentioned we're in possession of an email that shows Hunter went to Kazakhstan without the Secret Service and neglected to read out what the purpose of that trip in 2014 was, which in writing was to go to Kazakhstan and have Prime Minister Maximov, the guy who's now in prison for treason because of that little failed revolution over there that I'm still trying to find out who provided the logistics for. But in these situations, it's always best to see who profits. Remember, Maximov was prime minister for 15 years, and he spent the last 5 years as the head of state security. Hunter and Devin Archer partied with him like rock stars for years. That first trip was to sell to the Chinese National Offshore Oil Company, all in writing, so clear as day. So now you know why they had to protect Hunter and they had to protect everybody around him and they had to protect Zolchevsky, because these people were weak links in this big black op that they've been doing for years, where bad actors in U.S. intelligence have abused countries like Kazakhstan and Ukraine, turned them into giant money laundering operations while propping up criminal organizations. Literally, these people, I've said it before, they're like kids playing checkers up in the hay barn and flicking matches at each other. It ends. Over. Ready to testify any day. And I'll be with the same anger that I am right now.
All right. So in terms of law enforcement, you're dealing with law enforcement right now. Can you tell us who you're dealing with and what
I'm
do you look to be?
Law enforcement directly, but I'm going to make the entire contents. My intention was to make the entire contents of the laptop available to U.S. law enforcement so they could go prosecute the people who helped Hunter launder money, pay for trafficked women. Yes, yes, Fayetteville, Arkansas, we're coming for your little private client group. And there's no reason the sheriff can't go arrest all those bad actors. There's no reason the sheriff can't go arrest all of Hunter's human traffickers. Can't arrest all Hunter's drug dealers. You don't take out the mob by going after the big guy. You take out the mob by going after the little guy. Hunter's laptop is essentially a giant RICO case against the elite and those in our intelligence and justice department who support them.
Okay, so who are all the people you see connected? Do we see Epstein in here? Do we see the Crown? Who are some of the other elites we see politically connected around the world?
And just so you know, I doubled the amount of emails today, and I just proved in about 20 minutes in writing that Metabiota is 100% DOD operation.
Right.
Because Hunter has discussions about it with the executives at Burisma, and apparently I found out 5 minutes before I ran over here, saw documents that seem to imply that Zolchevsky is the largest shareholder or one of them.
Right.
It's a great business because you got like 5X instantly. You know, when you're in business with an unlimited black make, Hunter has a, is a part owner too. Hunter's a part owner.
How much
else? There's a woman named Xiao Ying, Hunter's secretary inside Beijing. Her husband's one of the chief scientists at the Metabiotic Group inside the Wuhan lab. You don't think that we were part of this? Heck yes, we were.
Absolutely.
Donald Trump had to be destroyed because if he uncovered this, he would have blown the whistle. It's unfortunate that little old Jack Maxey has to uncover this because he's got enough grit to keep going. There's not a single person in Washington I'd go into the jungle with and have him come out with me.
Where is this going to end, Jack? I mean, I want to know how.
It's going to end with the American people looking at our federal government like an overgrown orchard. We're going to cut 2/3 off the top of it, and we're going to start bearing fruit again.
How are we going to do that?
Because courage is contagious, and when people see the awful things that I'm going to share with them, they're going to be so outraged that they're going to replace everybody. Everybody.
Is this the biggest scandal? I mean, does this basically take all the scandals we know about and put them all in one package so that people go, I finally understand the big picture here and see how everything is connected?
And I can't find, as a historian, I can't find a scandal in the ancient world that matches this. There is none. There's not a single thing.
Bigger than the theft of 2020.
The theft of 2020 was a symptom of the cancer that this laptop represents. 2020 was to keep the contents of this laptop from ever seeing the day, light of day. Everybody out there, especially all you FBI agents who are not tied in with the CI group, the secret handshake jerks, do your jobs. Take your oath seriously. You've got children who you want to be looking up to you 6 months from now. Now is the time, people, to turn on all of your bosses. Now's the time. Because it's over. This stuff is already being dumped in skiffs around the world right now as I speak. Okay? We have not played a game here. We're not playing a game. We are people who have devoted ourselves physically and emotionally to the protection of this nation. And we have been betrayed. It is that simple. And my team are not little kids.
Is President Trump aware of the contents of this laptop? Has he been briefed in any sort of detail, to your knowledge?
Somebody could have called me at any time this year and gotten briefed. The amount of lack of interest in all of this from the top to bottom has been very fascinating. And unfortunately, I think that has happened because the general consensus in America is that you should be afraid of your government. People that are afraid of their governments are living in totalitarian countries. We are free people. We stand on the shoulders of giants. And we're going to let some fat body with a silk tie tell us what to do? Enough. We feed them. We house them. We clothe them. They should be our slaves, not the other way around.
I agree with you 100%. They're supposed to be public servants. Is there anybody that you've seen? Because there's a lot of, you know, interesting. Rolling Stones published an article today, and they specifically called out Katrina Pearson and Mark Meadows as people who were behind the organization of what looked like to be an organic crowd that surged around the Capitol. But the Rolling Stone was basically implying that Mark Meadows and Katrina Pearson were involved in the organization of the J6, event that happened that day that went bad. They are casting them in such a light that makes it look like there was something more nefarious being organized. I don't know if other people will be engaged or be called out in that organization or not, but have you learned anything that would say there's certain snakes that you could say definitely these people are snakes sitting around President Trump right now?
Let me say something about these people. I don't know anything about them.
Okay.
But when I saw Mark Meadows go and like cry out in front of the hospital when Trump had had COVID, so that the cameras could photograph him, you knew that right then and there that that's not a guy you want leading you. Get him out of the way. I'm sick of all these people. Big mouth, brave people. Judge them by what they do, not what they say they're going to do. I've told people what I'm doing all every step of the way, and I defy anybody to find a single lie I've told about anything from the first day of COVID to the present day. Remember how I got kicked every day for supporting Sweden? And now the whole world's like, well, gosh, Sweden really did it well.
That's right.
I said that from day one.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. And one of the reasons we can't go after the communist Chinese is because we're in bed with them inside that Wuhan lab. Our intelligence agencies and your tax dollars, people, funded that.
That's right. That's right. Well, Jack Maxey, I know you've got a lot of work to do. It's late there in Switzerland. You're brave. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your precious time to come on Steel Truth and enlighten our audience there. We're going to keep close tabs on your Getter feed. Is that the best place, Getter and Gab, to track what you're posting
right
now?
I would say Getter, maybe Gab. I post both. They're the only places I'm allowed to post on planet Earth now. Don't you know? I've removed life from Twitter. And every time I mention a fact or even publish an article, I get shut down on Facebook. So, I want to leave your people with something that they should be pumped about.
Okay.
We live in the greatest country on planet Earth.
We do.
We can save it. We have a constitution. And if we have to fashion it into a whip by Easter to run these people out of our temple, our blessed country, we're going to do it. Now, this is time to pull up your big boy pants, stop with the whine, and demand change. None of this nonsense. When Grassley's committee called me up after I called him out on the thing, I got to tell you, it sounded like I was, briefing a bunch of little girls about we're going to sleep out in the woods tonight and you're going to hear noises in the dark. Now, the sickest thing about that phone call, I'll be straightforward about it. The world needs to know. 1 hour after that phone call, 1 hour after I briefed them about very serious national security issues, people dear to me were getting welfare calls from China. People who'd risked their lives in China were getting phone calls from the communist Chinese.
Wow.
So we are penetrated like nobody can believe.
Yes.
We need to wash it all out. And as I said at the start of the show, there's things I can't even talk about that have me so angry I could play Incredible Hulk with this concrete wall behind me. I had to call the embassy today. That's how bad it is. These people need to be perp-walked. I don't even know if jail is a fair place for these people. We've never been betrayed like this in our life. Benedict Arnold is going to be a piker. The Bidens will be remembered in history like Quislings. But people, be happy warriors. I know I'm angry. We're going to take it all back. Everything can be taken back if we do our duty. Now, if the guys in the Senate Judiciary Committee had done their duty, we wouldn't have had Kazakhstan. We wouldn't have had Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine. And somebody go back and look at Kazakhstan. Who would have benefited by taking out Tokayev? We would.
That's right.
Now, look at all the other times we took people out in places like Ukraine for always the benefit of the Ukrainian people. Right? Zolchevsky's prosecutors were fired because Zolchevsky was read into all the bad stuff they were doing in Metabiota as a larger shareholder.
Right.
One of the larger shareholders. This is at the time. I don't know what he is now. I only have a look through in what's on the laptop. And now I have, I don't know, double the amount of emails I've got to go through, all the deleted ones. You know, some of the guys who work with me suffering PTSD as this stuff is revealed. And to think that the FBI had it, BS. Peter Strzok and his little counterintelligence group buried this thing. And I'm going to see every single one of them in the dock.
Yeah.
So people, pray for me. Pray for your country. You got brave men on the wall. And we're not going to let you down.
From your lips to all of our ears. It's our civic duty, Jack. Jack Maxey, you're a brave soldier. Thank you so much for your service for our country. And the fact that you have put your time and dime behind all this. Because as you said, nobody else would. But the heroes are showing up now. What is it they say? A patriot is a lone soul until, of course, you have laid the bricks and the groundwork. And then everybody's a hero. So, Jack, thank you so much for taking the time with me this evening. I really appreciate you. And we're going to keep
those
tabs on
you. And I'm not the only one. There are going to be some other heroes that are going to be revealed in the next few days. Nobody can do this alone. There have been some great people who have been playing by our game plan for a long time in the silence, in the background. And they deserve as much credit as I have.
Absolutely.
All of us together are going to save this country. E pluribus unum.
You've got to
get rid of this idea of D's and R's and all this stuff and realize that We have to take care of our birthright.
That's exactly right.
Take that orchard and cut 2/3 out of it and start producing fruit again.
You're absolutely right.
And a thanks to our title sponsor, Synergy Network, where you can have telehealth services professionally administered over the other end of a telephone. No more trips to the doctor's office. Also want to thank Steel Truth Superfoods at steeltruthsuperfoods.com, as well as MyPillow.com. Please use your promo code SteelTruth at MyPillow.com. And of course, GreatCreditCardProcessing.com. All you can eat, all you can swipe for a flat fee of $45 a month. Go to greatcreditcardprocessing.com/save money. Something more than soup.
The best is yet to come.